And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're back with Dr. Jordan Vaughn. Been on the show multiple times. Taking a little more time right now to sort of get all the details. Hey Doc, before we jump into CDC stuff and what the recommendations are and how the vaccine affects kids, I do want to ask you, I know there have been a number of summits and expos that you've been invited to speak at. One of them caught my eye. I think you told me off the air a minute ago that it was the one in Orlando was canceled by the hurricane they had. But I love the title of it. It was called Health and Freedom. And And I love the concept of, especially coming through this pandemic we've been through, and the level of restriction that has been placed on society and still is in some places. Health and freedom. Give me opine on that for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about kind of what's happened in the medical world, and weird enough, I was reading a book not too long ago called by Paul Starr, won the Pulitzer Prize back in the 80s, called The Social Transformation of American Medicine, which is actually had to do with the history of the sovereign profession, which, by the way, is physicians in the US from 1750 to the 1980s. And what's happening that did happen in the early 1900s to form the AMA, I think we are at another dividing road, and that dividing road is going to require practitioners that may reject the national kind of narrative. And those practitioners include allopathic physicians. Interestingly enough, which allopathic physicians would be classically trained physicians like myself and probably most of the physicians in our group. But there's also a lot of physicians that are like chiropractors, or different doctors of whether they're natural physicians or people that kind of understand nutrition. It really is going to take a group of all of them to come together with us to really demand that our health decisions be an individual decision. And I think that's one of the purposes of that meeting. We're going to have it, I think it was redone for January 3rd through 8th. Anyway, that's kind of, but the other thing was interesting is the wellness parenting revolution was what these chiropractors had started, which was really trying to regain the foothold that the pediatric or the American Academy of Pediatrics has on our children. And that requires us to care about our kids and really decide what's best for them. And if you've looked at the transgender ideology or all the stuff the American Academy of Pediatrics is pushing down, they were ahead of their time to say, look, this is a tidal wave of basically taking parents away from their kids and pushing whatever narrative they want through their health and through education to really push a narrative that is contrary to everything as Christians or really as just free-minded Americans believes.
Well, and totally agree. And we talk about that on the show quite often. And that brings me to a point, something you said, I want to chase this rabbit for a second. The other narrative that we hear quite often is that doctors like yourself who are willing to push back on the narrative are some kind of wild-eyed extremists who are out there practicing some kind of jungle medicine, and that you're literally nothing more than witch doctors who are entering into taboos as you treat your patients. And yet you and I know each other. I mean, we've shared meals together. You're not wild-eyed. You're a family man. You're a businessman. You've got a string of clinics in the Birmingham area. And I would say the same is probably true of all of your members. But I feel certain that somewhere along the way, someone has pushed back and said, you're an extremist.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing is most of the people that, say that they have usually can't challenge the, I'm very scientific minded. I have an engineering background. My father was a physician. So you're not dealing with somebody that comes out and says stuff that's outlandish. In fact, unfortunately for anybody who counters me, everything that I do say is backed up by what they have in their own journals. They just haven't read them. And that's what is currently happening. And I think one of the most revealing things recently is if you ever read, there's an interview that Robert Redfield did, who was at the time of this whole pandemic outbreak, the head of the CDC. Do you know that he wasn't even invited to any of the meetings with Fauci and Collins on directing what they're going to do to respond to this pandemic? So the head of the CDC. Now, interestingly enough, the reason that was is because Redfield and Fauci had a falling out in 2014.
Oh, wow.
When somebody had done gain of function research to basically take to give gain of function to the bird flu or avian flu. And that caused them to be significantly at odds.
Wow. So, well, Doc, I tell you what, we're up against a break. Let me go ahead and take this hard break right now. We'll come right back and keep that string going. You mentioned the CDC. I want to go there next because it's almost comedic if you get down to it. Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'm with Dr. Jordan Vaughn, MedHelp Clinics, also with Concerned Doctors, an organization that you might want to look up. Their website is concernedoctors.org. Plenty of information there you might want to take part in and be aware of. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.